Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, with the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And according to Joel, in the last days, people are going to have revelation by dreams and visions. And there are some that have that. But I believe it's God's will for everyone to have this. As a matter of fact, the two CDs we're making available this week by Leif Hetland are called Dream Your Destiny. Leif, do you believe every believer should have a dream and a vision and know how to have it come to pass?
I definitely do. And I do believe in God, but I also believe that God believes in me and he believes in each one of us. And so he placed something in each one of us.
You know, it's easier to believe for these revelations when you look at it the way you just said, rather than it's up to a whim. It's, you put it the other way. God believes in us.
Yeah. And I think that's what amazes me. I am overwhelmed when I recognize his view towards me. And I think it is difficult to have a proper view of yourself if you do not see yourself the way he sees you. And within every person that is listening and in my life, I do believe that there is that diamond in rough. There is that potential that is there.
And well, you know, there are a lot of people listening to us right now, Leif, that say, well, I'm not any big sinner. I go to church every week, but I don't pray as much as I should. I don't fast as much as I should. God's not interested in revealing something to me unless I work a little harder. What would you say to them?
Well, first I want to remind everybody that you already have an A+ on your report card. Jesus took our F and he gave us his A+. And I think that the whole identity for any one of us as dreamer is to be able to understand that Christ within us, the hope of glory. It is not what I do for God, but what I do from God. I don't need to ask God to bless what I am doing. I get to do what God is blessing. So I will just encourage every person, because like even a lot of prodigal brothers has been out on the field working, striving, and hoping that if I just get good enough grade, then Papa is going to be happy and he's going to be well pleased. No, he is already well pleased. And I know people are concerned hearing that, because I believe if you have an A+, you will start to act like an A+. It is not what you do that makes you who you are. It is who you are that makes you do what you do. And that's one of the major foundation and key to be able to dream with God.
What about the people that, like you, when they were younger, they had dreams and visions, but after year after year after year being caught up in just existing, they've given up on their dreams or visions, almost thought maybe they weren't from God. Would you speak to them?
Yeah, I do believe that it was my life. I had dreams, I had desires, and I think most of the children do. I just did it in Colorado Springs in a church service. I lined up all the kids from children's church, and I went down the line and I asked each one of the children, what would you like to do when you grow up? And every child, right there and then, they just started to say, I want to be an astronaut, or I want to be a baseball player, or I want to be a fireman. I mean, automatically there was things in their heart and they had no problem. Then I went down the audience to the parents and I already realized the very thing that Proverbs 13:12 says, that hope deferred makes a heart sick. But when the dreams come true, it is the tree of life. And I saw that many of these adults that was around, very few of them, had maintained a dream. But something happened when I watched the children. There was something that started to stir, and that started my process of looking at, wow, so many of the adults, because of disappointments, because of discouragement, distractions, or delays. That's the four D's that I put in there. Disappointment, distraction, and also eventually there's also these delays that people have had. And as a result, they've stopped dreaming with God. Because if I don't have a lot of expectancy, I don't have to be disappointed.
You know, a lot of people that have been believing for years to be physically healed are like that.
Yeah.
They've stopped believing for their healing. I remember one woman said, I don't want anyone to lay hands on me. The first 10 years that she was confined to a wheelchair, she was believing for all she was worth. But after 10 years, she just said, I still love God, but I don't even want to go there anymore in reference to healing.
Every single day I'm living with what I call mysteries. But one thing that I do understand, first of all, God is good, and he has not given me something that he is not. And any of these issues that I've had do not come from him. It is not part of his nature. He loves me. He likes me. He delights in me. And all I know is that God is good. And the second I know, I am very valuable. I still have two ears in my life that has not been healed. And my primary ministry, I'm in a healing ministry, traveling around. And the two areas where I've seen the greatest miracles is in the two areas that I go to bed and many times struggle, have not had a breakthrough yet. It's not been manifested yet. So I understand some of the people that are listening and are hearing that. It would be easy for me also to settle and say, hey, I'm going to stop dreaming. But I had three major issues. One is already gone, and we got a healing because I continue. But now when things stirs up, I am 100% convinced that in this life, not just in the afterlife, that I'm going to experiencing the fullness of what Jesus Christ came.
Well, what are some of the areas that are the strongest for you when you pray for the sick that you see the highest percentage of miracles in?
One of them is neck and back, and I've had a broken neck and I've had a broken back. The other one is the tumor. I see tumors disappearing and cancers, different things. That's two major areas just even in the last couple of months, major, major breakthroughs. So I feel the area where the serpent has bitten me is also some of the area where I have the greatest authority. I know that the reason the enemy came after me in that area is because that Jesus had a special purpose, and he's going to work all these things out for good, but he is using me, and there is a vengeance, not against people, but against the enemy, where I know that I have authority in the area where the enemy has attacked me. And that's the way I live my life. So I always go after those two areas when I'm in meeting. I say, anybody here, if I've had pain or migraine because of my broken neck, I say, anybody with migraine, anybody here with neck pain, you have been prayed for over and over, it's not happened. And suddenly I just see God's grace in those areas because I continue to look up even when a lot of things in life doesn't.
You're seeing so many miracles, but the thing that people need, they absolutely need, is to have their vision either restored or to have a vision. Now, I'm not talking about being able to, a sight problem. I'm talking about a spiritual sight problem. Tell me what happens to people when they listen to your two CDs, Dream Your Destiny.
I believe that there's a basic thing that I feel I can release in this season, and that is, I believe there's an upward view that we're going to have, and that means to be able to see him from a different perspective. Many of us, we've seen Jesus, and we've come to the cross. We've even been comfortable with the Holy Spirit, but with that orphan spirit we talked about, we have not seen the Father the way that Jesus saw him. And by having a proper view of God, you can get a proper view of yourself. That's the second part that I believe we need to see. Now when you see how valuable you are, how much that he loved you, that he gave his only begotten son, and also how Jesus was willing to leave everything because of his love for us. So that's the second element, is a proper view of yourself, that you are valuable. There's something in your life that God placed in. Even before you were in your mother's womb, he knew you. He knew everything about you, and he had a plan for your life. And he is not going to treat us in behalf of our history, but our destiny. So there's a destiny over each person's life. And then the way we view other people. When we do not see people the way they are, but the way they're going to be. That's the third, I think, when we start to dream, we start to see what used to be a problem. You suddenly recognize now there is a promise right around the corner. And it depends how you view it. And then I think a proper view of the future is the fourth look you will get by listening to these CDs. A view of the future, yes, it's getting darker, but that's why the light business is doing very well. Yes, there's a lot of fear, but perfect love casts out fear. So the love business is doing very well. There's a lot of evil. Well, the goodness of God, you overcome evil by good.
Tell me, give me one example of someone that attended your seminar and had an invention.
Well, the first one I experienced was actually in Malaysia, a group of people that we were gathered together in a room. And that was the first time that I saw when it comes to invention. It was of the group there, they were students at the University of Malaysia, and they were Filipinos. And when we imparted, it was actually the weight of God's glory, they came into the room. And two of those different people literally had a heavenly experience when we all laid on the floor. And afterwards, they came down and they started to write down their dream and their vision. And I hadn't even started teaching about it at the time or started to study or make this CD series about dreaming. But at that moment, I realized that God was up to something. So we went to Manila next and brought a group of businessmen, inventors, and other ones just to be able to release over them the destiny that God has. And that's what this is all about. It is to start to move towards our destiny. And to do that, we need to dream again. And if we're going to dream, we just need to get the proper perspective, how valuable each one of us are and what he has placed within each one of us. The world right now is waiting just for sons and daughters to be revealed.
Well, I can't wait for you to pray and proclaim over the people as you do on our two CDs, because when the anointing is so strong, people are getting wisdom for every area of their life, from business to health to family. They're getting direction for their life. We're making these two CDs available titled Dream Your Destiny. It's time that you dream again, for a gift of $24. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.